Hello.
Hello, RD. Welcome.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. We're at Prakasha Yoga Studio, and I have RD Sandler on the line. And some of you remember RD gave a wonderful meditation course at Prakasha Yoga last fall, and we've invited him back to do another course this spring. And for those of you who are not familiar with R.D. Sandler, he has over 40 years of experience and study of yoga and meditation, and he holds master's and doctorates in both counseling and psychology from the University of Massachusetts. And he's also written a number of books on his own and with his wife. And R.D., we're just delighted to have you with us today, so thanks.
Well, thank you, Lynn. Pleasure to be here.
So we are going to undertake another meditation series this spring, and RD and I decided to focus on a different topic, a different style of meditation. And I'm wondering, RD, if you could take a few moments and tell us about this style of meditation that you'll be presenting to us this spring, and you know, is this course good for beginners as well as experienced meditators?
Right. Well, thank you, Lynn. I, you know, as a result of my experience, at least in part, at you know, with the course last fall, I've decided to refocus what I was teaching, and to basically focus on what you might call pacifying the monkey mind, because that's the one thing that people kept saying to me over and over again is, but how do I tame my mind? How do I quiet my mind down enough so that I can actually begin to meditate? And so this course, you know, is focused on pacifying the monkey mind, and it comes out of a great tradition called Maha Mudra, which is a Tibetan Buddhist tradition. It's very ancient. It's about 2,600 years old. It goes way back. And it's a body of knowledge and a kind of a toolbox, if you will, about meditation that evolved over hundreds of years and was codified and passed. In fact, it was practiced secretly until very, very recently, probably practiced secretly until about 30 years ago, not more than 30 years ago, when it came to the West.
Wow, wonderful.
And so we're very lucky, actually, to have this knowledge. And I've been studying and practicing aspects of Maha Mudra for many years, but I now have really sort of rededicated myself to really starting from the very, very beginnings, the foundations of it, and building step by step a process that teaches people, and more than teaches people, actually experientially helps people to get out of their heads and into their bodies, into the universe of the body, where things are a lot quieter and where actual practice of meditation can begin. So
that's
I'm very excited about it. It's
very similar to what we do in the Hatha Yoga practice of getting people in their bodies and out of their heads.
Yeah.
So is there
an exact
translation of Maha Mudra?
Maha means great, and Mudra has various meanings, but the way that we use it here is it means the great manifestation. And the great manifestation, of course, refers to, you know, to the source consciousness, to pure awareness, and so on. So it really is a pointing to the great mind that underlies all things.
Wonderful. And will we be, you know, using specific techniques or a specific format or approach in this course?
Yes. Yes, very much so. The first part of the training will involve learning what's called the entry protocol to Maha Mudra, which is a yogic type exercise that in which you utilize the pranas in the body, the prana is the forces inside the body, and you use them in particular ways by channeling the energy through the breath and through concentration, and it just it's really amazing. It's very, very powerful. It really pulls you out of your head and into your body, and it creates what's called quiescence, just a quietness that's beautiful and that clears the mind wonderfully for concentration and meditation. So it's kind of effortless when you know how to do the practice of the entry protocol. And even though it sounds kind of daunting, entry protocol, you know, it actually is a wonderful, wonderful process that really does what it advertises.
It sounds to me, RD, like the prana, as some people know as breath, or the life force that comes in on the breath, moves through the body in certain pathways. You know, it nourishes all the organs and all the systems of the physical body, as well as the mind and the emotion and the spiritual bodies. And
yes,
it seems like what you're saying is that we're learning in a way then how consciousness is moving through those pathways in the form of these, as in the form of these pranas or these life forces. And we're
yes,
learning how to move with those forces in order to quiet the mind.
Yes, very much so. That's always, this entry protocol that I've mentioned is always the way that we begin the exercises, because it prepares us regardless of where we're at. If we've had a tough day and we're, you know, thinking about all kinds of things, and then it's time for meditation class and we show up and our minds are basically out of control, the entry protocol just really does the job. It really gets you out of your head in a few minutes, and you're ready to begin focusing in more refined and more subtle ways and to enter the path of meditation. And I think it's really, honestly, I think it's the basic training that I'm going to be offering in this course is really something that I wish that 40 years ago somebody had sort of sat me down and said, look, this is what you need to do every day. And that's what I'm hoping. That's my vision for this class, is that, actually people will come away from it after the 6 or 8 weeks really with a very powerful toolbox of knowing, you know, what to do, when to do it, and so on. And we, you know, we'll be differentiating between what's known as tethered and untethered type of meditations. And I think in the fall class, we focused a lot on untethered or more open, radiant mind type type meditations. In this class, we're going to be focusing at least initially in what's known as tethered, tethering the awareness to an object of meditation, be it the breath or be it something, you know, be it a cavity inside the body that we work with, be it an energy, but it'll be tethered. You'll be working with tethered, and that trains the mind, and it trains the awareness.
I think that style is often easier for someone who's brand new to a formal meditation practice.
Yes, yes, I think that's true. Although I would hasten to add that even a more advanced person, somebody who's been around meditation for years, will benefit from these practices.
And
I mean, the tradition is not... Sure. Go
if
ahead.
If someone has, you know, a regular meditation in a certain style already, mm-hmm. would this style be helpful or counterproductive to...
I think that if somebody is open to learning, you know, about what meditation is, then it will only be helpful to them. If somebody thinks, well, I already have my meditation path and that's that, I'm basically not open to learning anything new, then probably they shouldn't come. But if they're open to learning, you know, really wanting to learn about meditation as a path and to really work with the basics, then I think that it will be a great course for them. So it really depends on the state of mind of the person, I would say.
Yes, yes. And the exercises that we'll be learning in the course, people will be able to then take and practice at home?
Absolutely. They are designed exactly for that purpose.
And would you be suggesting, like, people, you know, work with those techniques for, like, 5 or 10 minutes a day or, you know, a certain amount of time if they can?
Well, the entry protocol takes about approximately 10 or 12 minutes to do. And
oh,
then
perfect.
After that, Then after that, you begin maybe in 15 minutes. Maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit because you do want to be quite spacious when you do it. And it has five parts to it. So each of them, you need to do each of the five parts. It could take 15 minutes to do. And that is the preparation, really, for the meditation practices that follow. And the meditation practices that follow are going to basically be step by step. We're going to go from a kind of a gross level to a more and more and more refined, subtle level. So it all depends, really, you know, to go back to your previous question about is this applicable for people that have some experience and have a method, I would say that this approach is going to bring some refinement to whatever method people have been using up to now. So people can take it if they're rank beginners and want to just learn, or if they're somewhat experienced.
Right, and the entry point is, you know, it's like the getting ready to sit for meditation, and I think for many people they don't know how to do that. Most of us
right.
don't know how to prepare to sit quietly because we're so either busy running around physically or we're so busy running around mentally or both.
Right, very much so, yes.
Well, this sounds like a fantastic program, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. And you know, not to sort of overburden people with new language, but I do want to just add that, you know, again, that this comes from a formal body of knowledge that is, you know, one of the oldest meditation training systems in the world. And, you know, it starts with what is known as shamatha, which means quiescence of mind. And about within this tradition, 75% of the path, the meditation path, is considered to be shamatha, or all about quiescence, achieving quiescence, attaining quiescence. And so about 75% of it is that. And then the latter part, the more advanced part, is once you really have attained quiescence, then you begin working with what's called vipassana, which really means exploration of awareness itself.
And does that, in the Vipassana style, bring us back to more of the untethered awareness?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
So
I mean, at first, even within the Vipassana section, there are tethered, where your awareness is tethered in particular ways, but then eventually we let go of all of the tethering and just let it be open.
Wonderful. Oh, this sounds like...
And we learn about meditations that are too tight or too loose in our concentration, and how to balance.
Wonderful.
So that you're not getting, instead of achieving a kind of a really deeply relaxed and open and alert state, we actually achieve something that's more tight. And so we want to work in ways that teach people and make people sensitive to how to meditate, how to approach this whole endeavor.
Yeah.
And I believe that this training actually has the foundations that will help anybody at any stage of the, of their journey. There's a lot of really good stuff in this.
Sounds like a lot of really good stuff, R.D. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm actually very excited about it. And also the fact that we have actual physical exercises that you can do to prepare yourself for quiescence. The shamatha exercises is really, for me personally, it's been a tremendous gift to learn those. And I've trained several people, even recently, in the entry protocol, and had just terrific results. People are reporting, wow, that really works. I'm really out of my head. I'm really in my body. Maybe I haven't been in my body for a while, really, not in this way. So I'm very excited about it.
Well, I am too. Well, we'll work our dates up together, and we'll work out the best length for this series, and we'll let everybody know. So
good.
Thanks, everybody, for listening in. Thank you, R.D. It's always a pleasure to spend time with you talking about anything, especially meditation and yoga.
All right. Okay, Lynn. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So anyone listening to this call, please feel free to send us an email at prakashayoga@gmail.com and just state your interest in meditation. We're probably looking at offering the series on a Thursday evening, and I will be getting dates out and times out to you all shortly. So thanks very much, and have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.